go live to the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Guerra, America's voice. This is the Steve Guerra Show for Tuesday, September the 29th, 2020. It's game day. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Michael Bloomberg working overtime to buy the state of Florida. That's right, he's going to dump $125 million of cash into the Sunshine State, hopefully doing better than the one delegate he bought for just $55 million during the Democratic primaries. Number two, several Democrat senators are calling on Amy Coney Barrett, an illegitimate candidate for the Supreme Court, and say they'll not even meet with her. That notwithstanding, Barrett's likely to be confirmed around Teddy Roosevelt's birthday. That, of course, October the 27th, those of you keeping score. And number one, the big story. It's debate number one in Cleveland tonight. The stakes could not be higher. President Trump needs to make up some ground in some areas, according to the polling. He'll also need to overcome clumsy mail handlers that dump his ballots in the ditch. We've also learned that. Chris Wallace will be there to ask the questions and to moderate the affair. The biggest topics, coronavirus, the Supreme Court, the economy, foreign policy, competence. What do you think should be the number one question tonight? If you could ask a question, what would it be? Drop me a note at stevegruber.com. Drop me a note at stevegruber.com. Tell me what the question is you would ask. We'll try to get it read here on the air. But certainly the topics we've covered here, including the Supreme Court and the fact that the Democrats do not want to give an inch, but they really have no choice to the glorious ACB. Amy Coney Barrett, almost unimpeachable, but they are attacking her as a colonizer, are some on the left, a colonizer, because she adopted two black children from Haiti 5 years apart, a son and a daughter, part of her clan of seven children. She also has a child with Down syndrome. Remarkable family, really. And then she was maligned for leaving her kids with a nanny when she went off to be a Supreme Court justice. As if being a working woman now is something to target for the left. It is really remarkable, the things being said about Amy Coney Barrett. She's a colonizer because she adopted black children from Haiti and gave them life in America. But because she's white and she's a Christian, she gets attacked. So, somewhere near that hair salon in San Francisco that's closed, Nancy Pelosi, having freshly coiffed her hair, is talking about ACB as well. It's bite number seven with Fancy Nancy. Here's what she had to say.
And when it comes to individuals like Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who this week did not rule out this long-shot effort to try to stall the confirmation of Judge Barrett by impeaching Attorney General Bill Barr. Now, you haven't ruled it out.
I'm not familiar with the suggestion that the distinguished congresswoman made. However, the fact is, the more the public is aware of what this appointment, and by the way, it's not about this justice. It's about any justice he would appoint right now.
It is about this justice. It's solely about this justice. If Mary Garland was put up by the president, they'd all be clamoring to have him seated immediately. It's all about politics. Don't kid yourself. We're also going to hear about the pandemic tonight. Probably at great length, and how 200,000 people have died. And so it's a good opportunity for Joe Biden and the Democrats to tell us what they would have done differently. Remember, of course, that Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and others were chiding the president. We're chiding the president, maligning him for closing down flights from China, for closing down flights from Europe, calling him xenophobic, a racist, in effect. Mm-hmm. The president, meanwhile, is rolling out a plan to have 150 million rapid point-of-care coronavirus tests available shortly. I'm guessing this will come up during the debate. It's almost a sure thing. Bite number eight with the president. Go.
Today, I'm pleased to report that we're announcing our plan to distribute 150 million Abbott rapid point-of-care tests in the coming weeks, very, very soon. This will be more than double the number of tests already performed And here is our plan. 50 million tests will go to protect the most vulnerable communities, which we've always promised to do, including 18 million for nursing homes, 15 million for assisted living facilities, 10 million for home health and hospice care agencies, and nearly 1 million for historically black colleges and universities and also tribal nation colleges.
So there you go, putting money where it matters in this country. Trying to get the testing done. By the way, over 100 million tests have now been performed in the United States. 100 million. There's only 330 million of us total, so one person in three almost, maybe more now, have been tested. I have been. What about you? I was tested for the antibody test. I tested negative, even though I was certain that it had happened to me back in February, March. But I tested negative. Something else that will come up during tonight's debate will be law and order. Law enforcement, defunding and dismantling police departments across the country. A non-starter, an absolutely absurd idea, but hey, why not? Let's go with that. It's crazy. Maybe they'll buy it. Kamala Harris says it's time to reimagine how police departments work, but she fled the podium before one question could be asked of her from reporters, so we'll have to go with what she's got. I sure hope this gets some airtime during tonight's debate. Listen to this. It's Bite 9.
I say, look, I know, having worked inside the system, we have to reimagine public safety and how we do public safety in our country. Because here's the thing. You go into any upper middle class suburb in America, you will not see the kind of police presence you see in other communities.
Yeah. Different kind of police coverage. Yeah, we saw that. Different kind of police coverage in Minneapolis. Certainly a different kind in Portland. Maybe that's the way we want to reimagine America, like Portland, Oregon. Got a couple of guests from Portland we're going to put on the program here soon. I think that people get a really good understanding of what's going on in Portland if they heard from somebody who's a business owner and a resident of Portland, Oregon. I think that's the best way, because you're not going to get an honest evaluation. You're not going to get an honest evaluation from the nightly news, not from NBC or CBS or any of them. They're just not showing it to you. They're not discussing $3.5 million wired from the wife of the former mayor of Moscow to Hunter Biden. That would be incredibly important. The fact that Hunter got millions from Russia, Ukraine, China. The Biden family deeply, deeply embedded in all those places and profiting handsomely from all of it. But the mainstream media doesn't talk about it. They're falling down on the job, frankly. Quick break. It's 14 after here. You can drop me a note at stevegruber.com. What question would you ask if you could? And then I want you to tell me what you think of the debate. Do it afterwards tonight. Send me a note so I can have it for tomorrow. What do you think? Who won and why? What was the best moment? 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show. Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
DTE believes that leaders do what's right, not what's easy. So we're building the largest wind and solar installations in the state and using cleaner natural gas. And over the next 10 years, we'll triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. We're committed to a future where affordable, reliable energy doesn't contribute to climate change. Because to lead, we have to do what's right. Learn more at dtecleanenergy.com. DTE. What's the easiest way to switch to 100% clean energy? Enroll in DTE's My Green Power program. Anyone can sign up and choose the percentage of renewable energy to use. My Green Power is one of the biggest voluntary programs in the country, and you can join today. No installation, no long-term commitment, and the fastest way to help speed Michigan to a clean energy future. Visit migreenpower.com today. DTE.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.